KBND, depend on us. KBND Radio News Time is 12:05. Good afternoon. It is Tuesday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis. Our reporter, the intrepid Kelly Blyer.
That's right. Our top story today, Dave. Deschutes County search and rescue crews are out looking for a 41-year-old Lapine man. The sheriff's office says Clayton Lichtenton was last seen yesterday afternoon around 4:30 and was reported missing by his wife earlier this morning around 1:30 a.m. Sandy Lichtenton says her husband had left yesterday on his four-wheel ATV and has not returned home. His wife says he took off without his cell phone, wallet, or house keys and didn't say where he was going. He's been reported as a missing person. Deputies have been looking in several places in the southern portion of Deschutes County. Neither Lichtenhahn nor his vehicle have been located. Deschutes County officials are concerned about possible state budget cuts. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams reports that concern is over community programs aimed at keeping people out of jail.
Officials say prevention is more cost-effective than incarceration and breaks the cycle. The concern is that some of the funding for these preventative programs could fall to the budget acts in Salem. Deschutes County Circuit Court Judge Michael Sullivan is a bit worried about several projects, including family court and the mental health diversion program.
And if those folks do certain things and they take their medication and they get their treatment, then they don't end up going to jail. They stay out of trouble. And it costs the community a lot less money because it's about $90 a day for that bed.
Sullivan says the family court program, designed to keep families together, national success rate is 15%. In Deschutes County, it's 50%. Sullivan says that's due to agency cooperation and caring staff. The governor's proposed budget calls for a 20% cut in the judicial department. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Dr. Michael Newman has been a doctor in Washington, D.C. for decades and has seen a lot of changes in medical care. Living in the nation's capital, he has participated in many discussions on health care reform. Dr. Newman spoke to the Central Oregon Medical Society last night about what the upcoming changes in health care may mean for them.
It's a step in the right direction, but it's just the first step. And every legislative process goes through an evolutionary phase, back to the point of the limitations of Social Security or the introduction of Medicare and now how Medicare has evolved. So this is just the beginning. And I support that beginning because it's going to be good for people in terms of availability of care, and it's going to result in better care of our country, and it's going to help with the economic challenges that we're facing.
Dr. Newman says one of the challenges facing doctors is educating patients about procedures that are necessary and effective and have the best outcomes. He says 20% of our current health care is unnecessary, ineffective, or unsafe. For more details on these stories, go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.